about where meetups were for different marches, like the Students' March. To be honest, I didn't see most of the messages because I was arrested very early on Thursday.
That's the first day of the G20.
The first day, so before the first day, there weren't many messages because there were just a few announcements about, you know, different meetings and things like that. The thing to remember is this was a public site. I mean, the AP articles with the Lieutenant Detective of Operations says he was on our listserv. CNN said they were on our listserv. I mean, a whole variety of journalists, New York Times journalists joined. Anybody could join. It was a public number. We don't know who joined. It wasn't important. And anybody could send information to the group, and it would be sent out to everybody.
And so you were sitting in your hotel room, and the police came in. Describe what happened.
Where there was a door was flung open. I assumed they had a key. Just to be clear, the hotel room was under our names. Our car was parked right out front. We weren't doing anything clandestine, weren't expecting the police to come in. A number of agents from the state police came in and, you know, with guns drawn and held us for about an hour in handcuffs, though we weren't arrested at that time, and told us we were free to go, but we decided to stay and watch them and wait for the warrant. And we weren't presented a warrant right away. A warrant finally came, but it's a sealed warrant. So we only got to see the face sheet of it. We don't know why. We know what they were looking for, but we don't know how they got the information because it's sealed. It's, according to the face sheet, it's 18 pages long.
And Martin Stolar, explain the charges. They include charged with hindering apprehension or prosecution, criminal use of a communication facility, and possession of instruments of crime. What does that mean?
Essentially what Elliot is charged with is using the computer or the cell phone to put up an announcement that said that the police had issued an order to disperse. Having done that and having informed people that the police had issued the order, then it is claimed that that announcement hindered prosecution somehow by, I guess, having people avoid being arrested. It would seem to me that that is something that provides some benefit to the police department in terms of saving them the expenditure of resources in processing people. But they've decided to criminalize that communication, or at least in their complaint, that's what they say, that the communication that said, hey, there's been a dispersal order, everybody be aware of it, somehow turns into a crime of hindering prosecution. The communication facility then, the cell phone or the computer that was used to post that message, becomes an instrument of the crime, and the use of that mass communication facility becomes, they claim under Pennsylvania law, a third crime. This is just unbelievable. It is the thinnest, silliest case that I've ever seen. It tends to criminalize support services for people who are involved in lawful protest activity. And it's just shocking that somebody could be arrested for essentially walking next to somebody and saying, hey, don't go down that street because the police have issued an order to disperse, stay away from there. All of a sudden, essentially, that becomes the crime that Elliot and his co-defendant are charged with.
And they may be the first to be charged criminally with sending information electronically to protesters about the police. What's the significance of this in terms of First Amendment rights?
Can I just clarify? Sure. We're not the first. We're the first in this country. Mm-hmm. During the Twitter revolution going on in Iran, in Moldova, in Guatemala, in the earlier newscast about Honduras, in all those cases, repressive governments have arrested folks for using Twitter. The only difference is, in all those cases, the State Department, the U.S. State Department, has condemned the arrest of these Twitter activists, and had gone so far in the Iranian situation, the State Department, according to an article, asked Twitter to postpone its regular maintenance so as not to interfere with the Iranian protesters to be able to send out their tweets. So the only difference is we're the first arrested here, but this is over the past 2 years, repressive government.